Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. Order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today. Go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about what the differences are between buying a watch from an authorized dealer versus buying a watch from a non-authorized gray market dealer. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. On their watch fans, I'm a Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I first want to start by saying that my heart goes out to the recent tragedy to the victims in New York and Lower Manhattan. It's devastating. Today's Halloween, October 31st, 2017. I'm recording this, and I have a lot of people I know in Manhattan, and I'm sure there are people I know who unfortunately were affected. Yeah, my heart goes out to them, and I hope that this chaos and destruction will end. Today, I wanted to talk about what the differences are between an authorized retailer versus a non-authorized gray market dealer. You know, it's something that I think people, especially in today's day and age, when with the internet, with having it at their fingertips, whether you use your phone or use a tablet, iPad, whatever, you know, smartwatch, the information is very readily available within seconds. And just because it's online doesn't mean that they're credible or that you get a manufacturer's warranty. So I'd say the first thing is, for me, is, you know, when I buy from an authorized dealer versus a non-authorized dealer, I know that they were authorized to sell that product by the manufacturer, whether it be Rolex, Patek, IWC, you know, Audemars Piguet, whoever it may be, as a serious watch brand that you're looking for, going to an authorized dealer is good because you get a manufacturer's warranty and it covers the movement only if the watch company deems it to be a manufacturer's error. It does not cover the case, the dial, the hands, the bezel, the strap, the crown, the crystal. It just covers the movement of the watch because, like, if you get a scratch on your watch, it's usually because you've whacked it, you know, inadvertently or whatever. So the first order of business is the warranty, which is an important thing. A lot of warranties are standard 2 years. Some are 5 years, like Rolex is 5 years. I would think within the next couple of years, everyone will follow suit after Rolex and have a 5 year warranty. So you get a warranty. Also, you know that it's real. So you're only going to find real products at authorized retailers. A lot of these unauthorized retailers or gray market dealers, as they're called, you don't know, and they don't sometimes necessarily know either. If they're buying it from different suppliers all over the world, sometimes they don't know that they may be getting a watch with a real case, but it may have a fake movement, or it may not have the original strap, or it may not have the original buckle, or, you know, there may be something wrong. It may not come with the box. It may not have the papers. Like, there's so many factors when you're buying a watch, but when you buy from an unauthorized dealer or a gray market dealer, a lot of people are buying from them for the price primarily. And it always gets me because it's like, in the grand scheme of what they're buying, it's usually like, you know, on a $4,000 or $5,000 watch, it could be $400 or $500 that they could save buying from an unauthorized dealer. But then if there's a problem with it and they send it back to the manufacturer is going to charge them a lot more money just to work on it. And in some cases, some manufacturers don't like working on watches that have been tampered with by a third party. So when you buy a watch from a third party, unauthorized dealer, online, gray market dealer, what have you, you are taking that risk. And when you send it back to them and they offer you their own warranties, how do you know they're not using, you know, fake parts in it? You know, it's there's no guarantee. So it's always better in my mind and in my experience over the years, in my almost 30 years of experience, buying from an authorized dealer. There are cases where, okay, watch manufacturers discontinue a watch and there's no other way to get it but from an unauthorized dealer. And it's usually a pre-owned piece. And I've bought pre-owned pieces in my life, and there's nothing wrong with that if that's how you want to go about doing it. But I would just caution, I would err to the side of caution that, you know, you just don't know. And a lot of these people who are unauthorized dealers, they don't really, there's no customer service. It's like, you like it, you buy it how it is, goodbye, Charlie. Like, there's no customer service. There's no, you know, attention to detail. There's no contacting them again. There's no reaching out to them again. There's no, put it this way, you can contact them, but you probably won't get a response. And that's, but hey, there are people who just want, like I said, they want the price and they don't care about a warranty. They don't care about getting it from an authorized dealer, and that's fine. Everybody is free to do whatever. But I just wanted you to know the difference is that it can be major. It can be really major for some, you know, I've seen, you know, I recently had a client who, you know, told me, you know, the price you're giving me is definitely like, you know, 500 to 1,000 more than an unauthorized dealer. And I'm like, do they have the watch? They're like, no. I'm like, are they giving you an authorized manufacturer's warranty? No. And I'm like, so essentially imagine you're buying a Ferrari at a Toyota dealer. There's nothing wrong with it, but wouldn't you rather buy it at a Ferrari dealer? Like, it just doesn't make sense. You know, it doesn't make any sense. To me, it personally doesn't make sense. Again, unless something's been discontinued, something's not available through authorized channels, definitely I can help you go that route as well. I have very strong relationships with people who can get pre-owned. But yeah, the unauthorized versus authorized dealer thing is always and will always be a debate. Because, you know, people are like, why should I take the depreciation? Why should I buy it new and take the depreciation? Well, any which way you look at it, whether you buy it unauthorized or authorized, for the most part, unless it's a Rolex or Patek Philippe that is very coveted, you're gonna take a hit. So you might as well take a hit and have the assurances behind you. That's my point. And you know, I was in an authorized dealer family business for about 25 to 30 of the biggest brands in the world. So I understand that, and that's why I work with authorized dealers, to give my clients the confidence, assurance, you know, to know that we're getting it from an authorized source. And because of my, you know, because of my relationships with the authorized dealer, I can get them the best price and no tax depending on where they live. So in a way, it's like, okay, when you walk into a retailer, they have their limitations because they can't discount watches, right? Especially if they don't know you and you don't have a relationship with them. You know, the way I get around that is that, think about it, the retailer spends a lot of money to market himself or market their business, i.e. magazines, billboards, digital advertising, banner ads, however you want to look at it. And that's a huge cost. Plus, when you look at what these watches cost the retailer, they're not what they used to be. So I'm basically bringing them a client that's not costing them anything. So they're able to give me pricing that they couldn't give anyone else. Plus, I have known these retailers for 15 to 20 years. So in a way, using my service is also great because you're getting all the assurances in the world because it's coming from an authorized source. You're working with a watch expert, me, who's been in the business for 25 plus years, that can guide, advise you, and assist you on buying the best timepiece for you or your loved one or your friend or your whoever. And it's coming directly from the retailer to you, and it's a really easy process. And that's, you know, what I wanted. I wanted to be better than a retailer in a way that I didn't have the pressure of selling one thing over the other. And I wanted to be better than an unauthorized dealer because I wanted to give all my clients the assurances that, you know, they have nothing to worry about. And I think, you know, I mean, I love having this service because it totally frees me up from being behind a counter. And it also, you know, allows me to forge better relationships with, you know, potential retailers as well who may have brands that I don't have access to. So, you know, I'm digressing a little bit, but it's all related. It's all, you know, it all works together. If you want to buy a watch today and you want to know what's going on, definitely reach out to me. You know, I charge $150 consultation fee. That fee is deducted if you choose to purchase a watch from me within a year. So you have nothing to risk and everything to gain. So you can do that by going to my website, www.amitdevhonda.com, and you can click on my services page. And when you scroll to the bottom, you can pay my $150 consultation fee there and then via PayPal. And my website is really immersive. You can visit my award-winning blog. You can check out my services page, like I mentioned. You can listen to my podcast. You can check out the Kingsley 1945 collection. I'm an official distributor of an amazing watch that's inspired by, you know, vintage altimeter gauges from the World War II era, as well as, you know, aviation. And, you know, because I'm an official distributor, I can do customizable things that you can't really do with any other watch brand. And especially at the price points, these are built like watches in the $5,000 to $10,000 range, but for under $2,000. I haven't seen anything like it today. So definitely check out that section. And you can order a Kingsley 1945 watch directly off of my website as well. So that's nice. And it's a very highly immersive website, and I think you'll get a lot out of it. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. You can do that as well right off my website. You get informed, and it's a non-invasive way of staying informed and getting caught up with the latest watch news. Definitely follow me on my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at Amit Dev Honda. You can also live stream my Facebook Live post directly from my website, whether it be a video I do or a watch I post or my thoughts on something. It's a great place to get informed as well. And until next time, rock on and fly back.